It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews. The Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep. The ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews. And the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Season on Tuesday, there will be a banner raising ceremony prior to Panthers Bruins. 7 o'clock on Tuesday night, there will be a ring ceremony the night before. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay here with you. Danny Garcia steering the ship. And now we are joined by one of the great associates with which I get to associate with by association from the Associated Press. He is my friend and yours. You can find him on Twitter at @ByTimReynolds. Tim Reynolds, kind enough to stop by. Tim, how are you, sir? We know we can't start a season without you jumping in on the preview show.
And once again, after the intro, we're out of time and we have to go to break. But thank you, Dougie. I appreciate you guys. Billy, good talking to you. We'll see you guys. I'm good.
Well, it's great to talk to you. So we always have to make sure we give you the proper intro. Tim, does it feel different coming into this Panthers season at all from your perspective, covering this team as a defending champion rather than a team that is an aspiring champion like they may have been 1 year ago at this time?
Yes, very much so. Not in the sense that people might think, but it's no longer a question of if. Like, the if was answered forever on June 24th. Can this team win a championship? Well, yeah, now we know. The answer, apologies if you were DVRing it, the answer was yes, that they can win a championship. Okay. And that obviously changes everything. And I think the smartest thing that Paul Maurice has done over the last, I don't even want to say the last 3 weeks of camp. I think this process started probably 5-6 weeks ago, is they're not defending anything. We're going to call them the defending Stanley Cup champions. But this isn't, you know, this isn't the World Boxing Association. This isn't the WWE. When you lose the belt. Like, what happened last year happened. It's done. It's not about defending the cup. It's about doing it again. And I think that's it's a subtle but a very important shift. So for me, yes, covering the team, it is different because you don't have to ask the questions you've been asking around here for the last 3 or 4 years. Is this group good enough? Now the questions are, where does the motivation come from? How does this team get better? And how do you prepare yourself truly for everybody's best shot every night? They get up to play the Panthers. They get up to play a team that won the President's Trophy 2 years ago. They get up to play Matthew Tkachuk and come to this arena where there's incredible home ice advantage now, but it's different because now there's that banner, and it just changes everything. And I'm going to be really curious the first 5-10 games of this season how the Panthers truly adjust to what life is like, particularly with so many road games early, what life is like when you walk in there as the champ because teams are going to look at you as the defending champion, whether you look at yourself that way or not.
That's very true. Everyone's going to be coming after the Panthers too, Tim. And if you look back to game seven, what does that mean? Those 3 hours on June 24th, that they were able to win that Stanley Cup, as far as the fan base, if you end up losing that game, we're in a whole different scenario. What we're talking to you about as far as maybe getting forward, how do you win a Stanley Cup? How big was that game seven for the Panthers, for the franchise, and everything that it means for the game of hockey down here in South Florida?
Well, I'm very thankful that we're not having the alternate conversation.
Me too.
And you say it as a former player. I can barely skate, Billy. I mean, I never played for the Panthers. I didn't. So I can't imagine what it would be like to go up 3-0. And it would be bad enough to get to the final 2 years in a row and lose. Like, there was no shame in what happened against Vegas. That team was broken in half. They were done. They had no physical chance of winning that series. Credit to Vegas. Vegas survived the gamut. Florida did not. Florida was the rightful winner. You can live with that. Especially in this market where they haven't tasted success, where it's the they almost brace for the disappointment down here, and rightly so. I mean, it's, you know, the Marlins are good twice, and then they disappoint you. Everyone loves the Dolphins so much, and they live and die with every outcome. This would have been something totally different. This would have been so much worse. I don't know what this roster would have looked like. I don't know what fire and brimstone Paul would have come back with. It meant everything to the market. It meant everything to this core, to what Bill Zito has done. I mean, Bill Zito has this brilliant body of work for 4 years, and it all would have been erased. And that's not fair. I mean, it shouldn't be that way, but that's the reality, right? Like, they were going to be the team that forever and ever blew a 3-0 lead. And I think, unfortunately, you know, 40 years from now, people are going to have to think for a minute or jump on their phones or whatever we're carrying around in 40 years to Google who won the cup in 2024. But had they lost that series, oh yeah, hockey people would have known forever and ever and ever. And then they would have lived in infamy, which nobody wants. So I'm just really, really thankful. And I've watched the goal 2,000 times. Still don't know how Sam Reinhart scored that goal. I don't know where I don't know how it got through the slot that it got through. I really don't. That's a low, even for a guy who made one out of every four shots all year last year, it's a pretty low percentage moment. And thankfully it went in, because the alternative would have been something dreadful. And I don't know what I would have written that night, but it probably wouldn't have made a whole lot of sense.
Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, kind enough to stop by. Again, you can find him on Twitter at @ByTimReynolds. He's one of our favorite associates, of course. And Tim, in looking at this team now gearing up for the season, we were talking about it in our opening segment. A lot of the folks nationally and a lot of folks on the outside might be focusing the story on who's not still here with this Panthers team. But I think, especially in today's sports world, where there are so many comings and goings, especially in a salary cap league like the National Hockey League is, I think the fact that this team's returning its eight leading scorers, eight of its top nine forwards, three of its top four defensemen, Sergei Bobrovsky is still going to be starting the vast majority of the games in net. Paul Maurice is still the head coach. I think we have a kind of an odd amount of continuity with this Panthers team, wouldn't you say, for a team that is coming off this much success in a salary cap league?
In a salary cap league is the key part. It's an insane amount of continuity. And I even, unless it's like a truly hardcore Panther fan. Okay, so they brought back their eight leading guys, the eight leading scorers. I don't think anybody would guess that in that group, the oldest guy, and I think by more than a year, if I'm not mistaken, is Evan Rodriguez. He's older than Parkey. Like, it's crazy.
Yep.
So this is a team that okay, they're not 23. A lot of these guys, apologies to Anton Lundell, who turned 23 today, but these guys are all mid to late 20s. Rhino, Chucky, Verhage, Barkey still hasn't turned. I mean, Barkey still isn't 30, which is impossible because he's in his 27th year of being a Florida Panther, but he's still not 30, which is crazy. You know, these guys are either entering their peak or just getting to it. And the peak in hockey lasts a minute. It really does. Like, the core is built to last. And we're just talking about, you know, the leading scorers on this team. There's obviously a group of guys that people expect to make the jump. And, you know, I don't care that Bob is whatever Bob is, 36. We saw last year for 2 months for the biggest games there are, Bob was the best goalie on the planet for 2 months. Did he have some moments? Sure. He had some moments. He also had the bobbery. And he was so solid in game 7. So solid. The game, he had to play the game of his life in game 7. We don't talk enough. We talk about what Cooley did on that unbelievable play to set up the play where Rhino ends up scoring late in the second. We talk about the job the guys did defensively in the third. We're always going to talk about how they just would not let the puck out of cup corner, which is what I'm going to call it until somebody trademarks it, for the last 14 seconds of that game. We don't talk about Bob and what he did in that game enough. This was that game. If Bob loses it, people would say, yeah, but he had a good career, but. And I don't know where Bob goes mentally. Even somebody as mentally strong as Bob, I don't know what happens to him after that game 7. Winning that game? Bob's a Hall of Famer now. I don't know if he was before June 24th, but he absolutely 100,000% is now. So, yeah, I know there's some numbers you can point to that say there's going to be regression. I expect regression in some areas just because the numbers are going to average out at some point. But this is still a really, really good hockey team, and anybody who can't see that so much of the core of the team that has been to the last two finals and has been really, really good for the last 24 months, they're still here, and there's no reason to think they're going anywhere. Like, I mean, there's going to be good teams, and I don't – record-wise, I don't think they're going to get 110. I think there will be a dip in points, but if this group is healthy in April, forget it. I mean, if this group is healthy in April, nobody wants to see them in a best-of-7, and that's what you want. You don't win it. Nobody hangs a banner for, we were really good in January. You hang a banner for, where you're really good in June. And this is now the core that's proven. They can win in April, May, and June. That's to me, the continuity is everything. And that core is not talked about enough. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, Tim, the core is hugely important. I just, you were talking about the goaltending there. And if this team is to go on to another run, the regular season's important. And what Stolarz did in the backup position last year, just want to really get your thoughts on maybe Bobrovsky, that heavy workload, the playoffs. How important is Spencer Knight going to be to this team? And the second part of that question of up front, you have Lundell, you have Lou Osterinen, who I expect to take a jump, but you also have that spot that maybe Jesper Boqvist falls into, Sammy Samoskevich maybe gets a chance. How important is Spencer Knight going to be to this team and that third line specifically, providing maybe an even bigger boost than they had last year?
Well, let's start with the third line, Billy. I think it's certainly capable. You know, Mackey, of course, has been slowed in camp with the upper body. The buzz around him is real, and the people you talk to around the Panthers, like, I don't think he's taken himself out of the mix by missing these couple of weeks. I really don't. I think they're incredibly high on him. It is kind of funny, though. It's kind of to go back to Dougie's question a minute ago about people talk about what the Panthers lost and what they're missing. If the biggest question marks for this team are one spot on the third line and backup goalie, pretty good hockey club then, isn't it? I mean, seriously. Yeah. And those kind of are the big questions. I third, I mean, I, Dougie and I have talked about this off air. We talked about this at the rink at a practice a couple of weeks ago. The fourth, I did a poor job writing about the fourth line last year. Fourth line was amazing. Fourth line wins you hockey games. Fourth line wins you hockey series. Third line wins you hockey series. We get too wrapped up in stars and stats. And I'm with you. I think Luis Duranen, there's star in his name for a reason. I don't mean to make a pun. I'm sorry. But he's a kid that just turned 26. You know, Finn seemed to do really well with the Florida Panthers for some reason. I think he's comfortable in his own skin. He's certainly earned the trust of Paul Maurice, which is everything. His numbers will get better. Whether that means he contributes more or not, people get too wrapped up in the stats, but I think you're absolutely right when you identify him. To get to Spencer, I look at the salary, $4.5 million now. And he had a remarkable year in Charlotte. We're all hoping for the best in what he's, you know, gone through in his personal life. You know, he's open about his struggles with his mental health. And by all accounts, he's looked pretty darn good. I think we can all agree on that. He's looked pretty good at times here this fall. I still have to wonder, what are they going to do with Spencer Knight? You're not going to carry three, I don't think. Chris isn't here to be in Charlotte. So what ends up happening in the long term? If Bill Zito wants to use a chip, that's a pretty good chip, I think, to have in his pocket. Because Bob is a guy who needs to play a lot. And people talk about Bob's workload. It's not out of necessity because the Panthers don't have other options. Bob is a rhythm guy. Bob has always been, and the day Dale Tallon brought him here, this was made very, very clear. If you told Bob he had to play 82 games, he would. Bob needs the work. He's just one of those guys that he can't sit for long times. He gets out of his rhythm. Goalies are very, very weird about this. So I think Bob's still going to play a lot. And I don't know long term what they're going to end up deciding. But again, it's a pretty good problem to have when the big questions are third line centerman and backup goalie. That means you're probably going to be in the playoffs. You're probably going to have a pretty good chance to do something special.
Tim Reynolds, the Associated Press.
All the goalies are unique, Tim. They're all unique. Everyone unique.
Yes, so. Sir. Absolutely right. And by unique, we're being polite. They're just weird. Goalies are just weird. But it's a cool weird. It's just, unless you're a hockey goalie, you do not understand.
And maybe the most important position out there, especially when you get deep into May and June. He's Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press. Kind enough to stop by, Tim. Before we let you get going, fill in the blank, because we're going to touch on it in our next segment. The Florida Panthers, well, and I should say, too, because of who the matchup is on Tuesday night, the Florida Panthers' top rival is?
The Boston Bruins.
You believe it is that it has become the Boston Bruins. All right. That's gonna take us into our next segment.
It's just, I mean, the Lightning are the Lightning. And of course we saw all the fun and frivolity last night from a Lightning Panther preseason game. And I think we need about 18 more of those a year. By the way, quick aside, does hockey really need 37 preseason games? Do we really need this? Yeah. We don't. Stop doing this. It's silly. It's unbelievable. The Lightning are the Lightning, and they're always going to be the rivalry because it's always going to be, you know, brother versus brother. There's great respect between the organizations. We know that. Whether people want to admit it or not, it's not real fun to say it, but there's great respect between the organizations. New York, because of all the Snowbirds, because of all the transplants from the Empire State, like myself, a proud one-time resident of the Empire State who have found their way to South Florida for various reasons. The Rangers will always be special, but the on-ice product and a certain fight, I think, if there was any question, a certain fight that Matthew Tkachuk won last year in the playoffs might have finished the job. The league knew exactly what it was doing when they put the Bruins here on opening night. There's a lot the league did this year to the Panthers' schedule that I don't like. It's really road-heavy at the start. It's really road-heavy at the end. They've got 14 back-to-backs this year. They only had 8 last year. They didn't do the Panthers too many favors with the schedule construction, but Panthers Bruins absolutely had to be the opening night thing. And people will say, well, the Bruins are going to be so fired up to come here on banner night and try to beat the Panthers. You're making the Bruins watch you raise a banner in your building. They're not going to like that very much. I think that's the final perk of the summer for the Florida Panthers. You're making the Bruins watch you show that banner to your fans for the first time. They are the rival, and it's going to be a heck of a regular season series. It's going to be a heck of an opening night, and you know they're going to see each other in the playoffs. Whatever, what round it is, who knows? You know they're going to see. For either team, both of which are obviously capable of winning a cup, they both have the talent to do it. They're going to have to go through each other at some point in April or May, and it's going to be awesome.
It's gotten to be a tradition, like Tim Reynolds coming on the 560 Sports WQAM season preview spectacular. You can find him on Twitter at @ByTimReynolds from the Associated Press. He is Tim Reynolds. Tim, what are you working on? Where can everybody find you other than the outlets that I just mentioned?
Oh, we're everywhere. We're apnews.com. Follow me on the Twitter. We'll be there opening night. We've got heat season starting. We've got NBA stuff going. We have an undefeated college football team in this town. Inter Miami just won the Supporters Shield. Broward, guys, Broward is the county of champions right now. Between the Panthers and Inter Miami, you know, stand up Broward. Good job by Broward right now.
Nice.
Lots of fun. Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi can't skate, but I'm telling you, sports that have offsides and goaltenders, there ain't no place better in the world than Broward County, kids. No place better in the world. We own hockey. We own soccer.
There you have it. He's Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press. Tim, as always, thank you so much for stopping by.
See you at the parade, guys.
We'll see you at the parade. Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.